Today's first read, and Peter begins his speech with identity of Christ. Who is this man? Who is this person who's died for us? Who is this person who rose from the dead for us? And who is this man that we should be giving our lives back to? He says, God has made both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. The word and the title Christ has a very specific meaning in the Jewish context, and you don't just go around calling anyone Christ, because that's a very, very important title. And so he wants to point out this very important man, but this Sunday we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. So not only is he the Christ, but he's also the Good Shepherd who has laid his life down for his sheep, the Good Shepherd who calls us by name, and hopefully we hear his voice. Hopefully hear his voice on a day-to-day basis so that we can respond to our Good Shepherd, so we can respond in love as he calls us out of love. And so we need to recognize that our identity is rooted in that Good Shepherd who calls us, because every time he calls us, we recognize that we're made in his image and likeness. We're made out of love. We're made for love. And ultimately, we're made to be cradled in his arms at the end of the day in heaven for all eternity. But with that call comes a call within the call, I guess you could say. And our Lord calls us and he asks us, how are you called to lay down your life? What mission do you have in your life? And what am I calling you to do specifically? How are you going to lay down your life for other people around you and enact the great love that our Lord has given to each and every one of us? And so to kind of recognize this, the Diocese of Tulsa has instituted Called by Name. It's kind of a program to help young men especially try to hear the voice of the shepherd in their lives so they can respond to the call of the Good Shepherd if they feel as if they're called to be a priest, because many of us in this diocese greatly benefit from priests. We all benefit from priests, and we need more priests. And so for many of us, we just need an invitation. At least that's how my kind of call began. I was in college at Pittsburgh State University for 4 years, and I attended the Newman Center quite a bit in college. And during my time there, Father Adam Kider, we were getting ready for Mass one day. I was going to altar serve, and so I was getting vested. And he looked over at me and said, have you ever thought about being a priest? And I thought to myself, man, y'all must be really desperate if you're asking me to be a priest. Because Father Adam was very smart, he was very wise, he had great homilies, he was a holy guy. I really looked up to Father Adam, and at that time, especially in college, I was very quiet, I was introverted, and I certainly wasn't winning any popularity contests, so I had no idea what he saw in me. But it stirred something within me, and that stirring had already kind of begun, but after he asked me if I'd ever considered being a priest, that stirring happened just a little bit faster. Where I was like, man, maybe I really should think about this and pray about it. So I thought about it and prayed about it. And this last weekend, I took 16 guys with Father Healing, Father Zwee, the vocations director, and we all went up to Conception, Missouri, my old stomping grounds. And so while I was in college, I did the exact same thing. I decided to go out and just see a seminary, just to see what did it look like, what did it smell like, who was there, so on and so forth. So I went up there. And so we got to see everything, and it was a beautiful place, and it was a cool experience, and we got to see the monks who were up there. But I remember Saturday night, our last night up there, and I called my friend Matthew back at Pittsburgh State, and I said, man, dude, I'm not really feeling it. Like, this place is cool, it's nice, it's cool to see the monks, it's cool to see how they pray, but I'm just not really feeling called to be a priest. And like, this place has not been real attractive to me since I arrived. And so I thought I wasn't going to be a priest. I didn't think I was going to have to go to tryout seminary. Well, you know what they say about telling God your plans. And so sooner or later, I did feel more and more called and obviously gave it a shot. And of those people who give it a shot in seminary, only about 40% of them actually get ordained, because many of them decide to discern out. And in the Diocese of Tulsa, it's closer to about 30%. About 30% of the guys who give seminary a shot, who just try it, who go there for however many years, about 70% of them discern out and decide, God's not calling me to be a priest. He's calling me to do something else. And that's a beautiful thing. And it's a good thing. Because if God's not calling you to priest, then none of us in here want them to be a priest. Because they're going to be miserable. And it's not going to be life-giving. And they're not going to be good priests. And they're not going to be fun to be around. And they probably might not give God homilies or whatever the case may be. And so we just don't want them to be a priest. And so, but they benefit a lot from just giving it a shot. Because they go there, they have this question, they have this discernment question, they pray about it. They talk to their vocation director about it. They talk to their spiritual advisor about it, their formator about it, their friends about it. And so they can leave that place with a great surety that, no, God isn't calling me to be a priest. I tried that. And so they can go with much more joy and an openness and a freedom, saying, yes, God is calling me into the married life or the single life or whatever it may be. And it's a beautiful thing. And so they have almost a greater freedom in that. But by going to seminary, they're probably praying a lot more than what they would in a normal college. They have a very structured life. They're called to mature in ways that maybe they hadn't matured before. They're growing spiritually, and they're studying philosophy and theology in a much deeper way than they probably would at a normal college, unless they aspire to study theology or philosophy in college itself. And so they leave seminary being able to be even a better evangelist. Because they just know a little bit more about philosophy, a little bit more about theology, to where they can have kind of deeper conversations with their friends, their family, their coworkers, to where they can possibly be a better evangelist in the future. And so there's really no losing by just trying out seminary, just by giving it a shot. We all benefit from that experience when a young man exits seminary and decides to enter back into the normal world. But we also greatly need priests. I love being a priest. Father Matt loves being a priest. Priests have the highest job satisfaction rate amongst almost any other profession. Overall, we love being priests. And we especially love being priests whenever we do those things we know priests are called to do. Visiting the sick, doing the sacraments, talking with people about their walk with Christ, walking with them in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ, especially if they have questions or discernment questions or whatever the case may be. And so we like walking with people in that personal relationship with them so they can grow closer to Christ, so they can grow closer to that good shepherd who calls them each and every day. But sometimes we need to recognize the fact that all of us have a part to play, that all of us, whenever called by God, regardless of what our state in life is, even the married life, we all get called by God. And we're also blessed at times to be the hands and the feet and the voice of Almighty God. And sometimes we see that in a very practical way, in a very real way, a way that sets our hearts on fire, that gives us so much joy, so much hope, so much faith, because we see Jesus working in this person's life and receiving the love of God himself. But priests do this in a very special way, in a sacramental way, and we get to be witnesses to that. And we need more priests to work in this world in a sacramental way. And so at the end of your pews, I want you to look, and there's cards. And I want you to pass those cards to the middle of the pews with the pencil. And what I want you to do is I want you to think about, are there any young men in this diocese, or any young men you know, who are 16 years or older, and who maybe have the beginning steps of what it would be to be a good priest? Are they faithful? Do they come to Mass every Sunday? Do they have a servant's heart? Do they truly try to build virtue in their life and to surround themselves with good friends so that they can work on their heavenly journey together? And do they work on their relationship with Jesus Christ? They may not look like a priest yet. They may not sound like a priest yet. But with some formation, could this person possibly be a priest? I want you to write that person's name down. And if you don't know anyone's name, then just take a couple moments to just sit and just pray and ask our Lord to send out more workers into his vineyard, because we desperately need more priests in this diocese, and we need more priests in the world in general. So please pray for priests right now. If you can think of any names, just write those names down. And then whenever the collection comes about, whether it be the first collection or the second collection, just please put those cards in there. That way the diocese can take further steps to possibly invite these guys to consider a call to the priesthood. And so the diocese can continue to pray for these young men that they may discern and discern wisely. And please pray for good, holy priests, and pray for the priests that we currently have.